Welcome to the Trichotillomania Health Podcast. I'm your host Marnelle. I suffered from trichotillomania, and with this podcast, I want to give you help and information to overcome trichotillomania. All I want is that you can control your urges to pull, and that you become the best version of yourself to reach your full potential. Today is a special episode dedicated to parents, or for you, when you would like to know what to say to them to help them understand your condition. Trichotillomania can affect anyone, from children to adolescents and even babies. And I dedicated a separate episode to this topic. Knowing how to support your child is crucial for their well-being and recovery. And as trichotillomania is a complex disorder, it can present unique challenges for children and their families. And often, as parents, the worst thing that can happen is seeing your child go through something really tough and not being able to fix it for them. And this can be heart-wrenching, right? Witnessing your child struggle with something like this, especially when you feel unable to immediately remedy the situation for them. So, if you want a comprehensive understanding of trichotillomania, its impact, and effective ways to assist your children in managing this condition, this episode is for you. First of all, what is trichotillomania? Trichotillomania, or the hair pulling disorder, is classified as a body-focused repetitive behavior. Often, it's seen as a condition where you pull your hair out. And just for your information, you can also have trichotillomania when you don't pull your hair from the roots, but midway, as long as it severely interrupts the daily life of that person and feels unmanageable, where it often leads to visible damage to the hair, then chances are high that it's trichotillomania. While this is true, that people with trichotillomania pull their hair, when you get a deep understanding of trichotillomania, you discover that it's not a condition where you pull your hair out. We use trichotillomania, the hair pulling disorder, as a coping mechanism. Using hair pulling gives temporary relief or satisfaction. And also, people who suffer from trich are biologically and genetically more sensitive to emotions. Our perceptions are different from those who don't have a vulnerability for it. And when you let this understanding sink in, it will help you in finding ways to support your child, because it starts to become a more logical and approachable task. Instead of focusing solely on the physical act of hair pulling, you can address the underlying emotional struggles that trigger this behavior. Because this is the most important thing to know, trichotillomania is manageable. And even though we have a vulnerability to it, it doesn't mean we're helpless. And no one size fits all or one approach works for everyone. It's all about finding the best ways that will work for that unique person to manage it effectively, including many setbacks down the road. So, what can you do to support your child with trichotillomania? When you acknowledge trichotillomania as a response to emotional challenges, you can start honest and kind talks with your kids, making it a safe place where they can share their feelings. Open conversations are really important, where you talk to your child about trichotillomania in a gentle and understanding way. This will help you to let your child know that they can confide in you without any fear or judgment. Now, there are a few ways in which open conversations can truly benefit your child. First of all, empowerment. Open conversations empower your child to express their feelings, concerns, and challenges. And empowerment is very important. I experienced this myself as well. And it worked counterproductive when parents impose strategies upon you. So this is not the best role to have. For instance, never tell them to just stop pulling, or show them that you're disappointed in them because they can't stop, or make them feel worse or guilty about themselves. This will make them enter a vicious circle where it's hard to get out of, and it will only reinforce the behavior. Instead, the best role as a parent would be to empower them to discover their unique ways of coping. It's about giving them a sense of control and ownership on their journey toward managing trichotillomania. Because no one can do it for them, even you. That's why I said at the beginning that the worst thing that can happen as a parent is seeing your child go through something really tough and not being able to fix it for them. The best doctors, therapists, or psychologists can't fix it for them. They have to do it themselves and walk this journey themselves. They have to learn how to stay committed, disciplined, and open, and to have a willingness to keep trying new strategies that work for them. They need to trust the journey where they put in work and have belief in themselves, that it's a manageable condition and not something to suffer from for the rest of their lives. Another helpful way during open conversations is acceptance and unconditional love. During these conversations, you can emphasize that their worth and identity go far beyond their hair, that trichotillomania doesn't define them. Make sure they feel accepted, loved, and valued for who they are as a person, rather than being defined solely by their hair pulling. This can instill a sense of self-worth and confidence, which are essential for their emotional well-being. What also really helps is positive reinforcement by encouraging small steps. Especially with trichotillomania, progress takes time. It's a journey of small steps. Encourage your child's efforts and celebrate even the smallest achievements. By acknowledging their progress, you boost their confidence and motivate them to continue working towards managing trichotillomania. So what you do is that you use positive reinforcement where you acknowledge and praise your child's efforts by resisting the urge to pull their hair. But what's very important and often difficult is that you try to reduce your panic and stress. It's difficult because, as I said, overcoming trichotillomania is a long journey. So when you see piles of hair on the floor or throughout the house, it is very understandable and natural that you start to panic, worry, or stress about your child or the damage that has been done. Or maybe you even feel angry and frustrated towards your child for not being able to stop. Remember, trichotillomania is a coping mechanism because we cannot deal with emotions. Getting worried or stressed about your child's hair pulling might make them feel even more anxious or stressed. And these are usually two of the biggest triggers for those with trichotillomania. When you stay calm and composed, it helps them feel safer and more sure about things. Your steady and relaxed attitude gives them a sense of comfort and confidence. It's like a warm hug that tells them everything will be alright, and that you understand what they're going through, that it's a condition, and that it's going to have relapses. Besides open conversations, it is also extremely helpful when you educate yourself. This podcast is meant to help everyone gain an understanding of trichotillomania, and as you listen to this, you want to learn new things. So thank you so much for that. It will be really helpful, not only to understand your child's experience, but it also plays a significant role in guiding both you and your child through the challenges that trichotillomania presents. It also helps you to explain to them that trichotillomania is a recognized condition. And this helps your child shift their perspective from self-blame to understanding that it's a challenge they're facing. Much like anyone facing a health condition. You can convey to your child that what they're going through is a genuine experience that others face too. There are millions of people worldwide with trichotillomania. Between 0.6 and 4% of the total population. And I believe many more people, as the condition is often not diagnosed and misunderstood. The more you understand trichotillomania, you can also prevent yourself and your child's frustration, as it sets realistic expectations for your child's journey. You learn, and so the child learns, to understand that overcoming these challenges related to trichotillomania takes time and effort. And this promotes a sense of patience and persistence, which is so critical. And when you're armed with knowledge, aren't you able to better advocate for your child's needs? When you try to find professional help for your child, it's not uncommon that a medical professional, for example, doesn't know much about trichotillomania or has never heard about this condition. So the more knowledge you have, the better you're able to seek appropriate professional help, access resources, or explain the condition to others. This advocacy can also provide a sense of security for your child, knowing that you are their ally in managing trichotillomania. When it comes to finding help for your child, I want you to know this. There are two therapies known that could help children with trichotillomania. CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, and HRT, Habit Reversal Training. They are not guaranteed to quote-unquote solve trichotillomania. That's why I also created a course that uses a very comprehensive approach, including CBT techniques and many other helpful strategies based on my three pillars: belief and control, awareness and interventions, and an anti-pulling lifestyle to help people with trichotillomania overcome and effectively manage their condition. Besides open conversations, educating yourself, and finding appropriate help, it is also very helpful that you can teach your child stress management techniques. Because remember, stress and anxiety are often the worst triggers that feed trichotillomania like steroids in a bodybuilder. Stress can exacerbate hair-pulling behaviors, so helping your child manage stress is essential. Teach your child stress reduction techniques, such as deep breathing, mindfulness, and relaxation exercises. You can even do it together. And yes, you can work on your reactions and behavior towards your child to minimize stress, but there will always be circumstances that will give your child stress. Stress is inevitable. All that matters is how we react to it and how we deal with it. But what's for sure, the easier we can make it for them, the better. Lastly, it works great when you can encourage your child to engage in healthy distractions, especially activities that will keep their hands and mind busy, such as art, sports, or hobbies. This redirects their focus away from hair pulling, and it's healthy for them too. Overcoming trichotillomania goes hand in hand with a healthy lifestyle. Be patient with your child's progress. Recovery takes time and setbacks may occur. Your understanding and support are crucial during these moments. So here's a summary of what you can do as a parent for your child with trichotillomania. First of all, open conversations. Create a safe space for open talks and sharing. Secondly, empowerment. Encourage self-discovery of coping strategies. Thirdly, acceptance and unconditional love, where you emphasize self-worth beyond hair. Fourthly, positive reinforcement. Celebrate small victories. The fifth thing you can do is to reduce panic and stress, where you stay calm to reduce stress triggers. The sixth thing is to educate yourself to gain knowledge for informed support. The seventh thing is to teach stress management. Share techniques like deep breathing. The eighth one is healthy distractions. Encourage engaging activities. And the last one is patience. Provide support through setbacks. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you are looking for more practical content to help understand trichotillomania and build the right treatment plan, please take a look at my course. It's live and full of valuable exercises and information. Is the course out of your budget range for now? You can also get my workbook. Just go to my website and click on shop. By the way, the workbook is included in the course for free. See you in the next episode.